This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
G&D with you on the Fan, Tobes in for Jeeps. This is the Grant Nanny Radio Program. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. It's Beltway Blitz time. Spin you around. What's going on in the world of DC sports? Plenty more Terry McLaurin conversation to be had. Let's start with some Terry McLaurin conversation. Bring on David Harrison to discuss what we heard today. David, your reaction. Terry McLaurin airing some grievances, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of hear the disappointment in Terry's voice, you know, and I think it's one thing to get reports of, you know, Terry's not happy and Terry is frustrated, and to hear him talk himself, especially, you know, you have conversations with these guys, you kind of know their mannerisms and their voice and everything. Like, you just kind of tell, like, the frustration is real. And honestly, I kind of look at it as like a fatigue type of situation at this point.
Do you think this creates a little more urgency and this still gets done maybe even before training camp?
I mean, I certainly hope so. Right. I mean, the news, if you want to call that, of, you know, not, you know, talking for like the last month or so, that was a little surprising. You kind of always assume that there's conversations happening that we're just not, you know, privy to and being told about. And certainly, you know, it's kind of weird, like, in the world of, you know, how things are said and everything, like, maybe Terry hasn't had any conversations, but certainly maybe his representatives have and all those types of things. Obviously, if we get to next week and the deal isn't done, then, you know, those questions will obviously be asked. But I still feel confident. I still feel confident that this team understands what Terry means, not just, you know, from a brand representation standpoint, but also to the offense. I mean, this offense is not going to meet its potential fully if Terry McLaurin is not on the field.
Can the team afford to play hardball here, kind of use the playbook that Peters and company have used in their other stops, just because given everything that Terry McLaurin means to this fan base, it seems?
Say that one more time. Sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Can the organization afford to play hardball, as Peters and company have done in previous stops, like you did in San Francisco a lot, and get deals done kind of late, kind of given what McLaurin has meant to this fan base?
I think that's it's definitely very tricky, right? And I think that the reactions to what Terry said today clearly show that, because this isn't a situation, you know, if AP and just the front office in general kind of stick to their guns and, you know, whatever their valuation is what they're going to stay to, and they're not going to be pressured by, you know, the fans and the media and emotions and all those things, and it doesn't work out, and then, you know, the trickle down effect of that also doesn't work out, then certainly they're going to, you know, they're going to get run through the ringer for it. But if they believe in their process and they believe that, hey, you know, we've got the coaches, the scheme, the quarterback, we can make this work, you know, and it's not necessarily, I think Terry kind of takes it that way, but it's not necessarily like, you know, you're not more important than the scheme or things like that. And it's successful. I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, I know, you know, don't want to hit on a sore spot here, but the team name isn't exactly, you know, being like celebrated across the fan base. But I think if you did a poll of the team name today versus, say, last year and even the year before, it's certainly better. Like, winning cures all things, and that includes things like this. So I think that it's a slippery slope. Things all pretty much have to fall in line if they do go that direction. But I think that this front office, I mean, they've kind of proven themselves in a short period of time. Like, they're going to be confident in their assessment, their evaluation. They're not going to pick trade sign with their hearts. They're going to do it with their football brains. And I think that's kind of the situation we're in right now.
What do you think the sticking point is? So we've been discussing this obviously plenty over the last couple of months, and we've kind of discussed the last couple of days that maybe the sticking point isn't necessarily the dollar amounts. And, you know, I would think that he's going to be asking somewhere in that DK Garrett Wilson range, but is maybe the sticking point the years? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of areas you can go with that. I think the years could certainly, you know, be that dreaded, you know, 30-year-old mark is obviously coming up very, very soon. And I agree with Terry, like, you know, you know, 6 months ago, what did he reference? He referenced the screen or the slant in the NFC Championship game that he took screaming up the field. I agree with him. Like, that's the Terry McLaurin that you should be expecting to get here in 2025. The question for AP, Lance Newmark, and everybody else in the decision-making process is, okay, that's great, but what Terry McLaurin are we going to expect in 2026, 2027, et cetera, et cetera? And so the length of the deal, I think some of the guarantees could also be a sticking point. And then some of it, look, I mean, we heard Terry talk, and you guys heard it. I mean, he's talking about things like, you know, when you have someone like me who represents the team on the field, off the field, in the community, what I've done already. And front offices, like the, you know, other GMs have kind of spoken about this, like the smartest front offices don't pay you because you're a great guy. They don't pay you because of what you've already done. They pay you on what you're going to do for the football team moving forward. And it kind of sounds to me like maybe this front office isn't really wanting to take into account the brand recognition and the community works that Terry is doing, and the fact that he had, you know, 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons before Jaden Daniels arrived, and Terry and his agent, rightfully so, I think, want the team to value some of those things. So I think combination, you know, money is certainly probably some of it, guaranteed versus incentives, and then the length of the deal and the length of security for him.
David, thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too.
We'll see you there. He goes. Hit that national sounder, please. Kyle Glazer joins us to talk about the Nats, the draft, et cetera, at Foul Territory TV. Kyle, what'd you make of the 1-1 selection of Eli Willits?
Definitely raised my eyebrows a little bit, but it wasn't a total shocker. This draft didn't really have a clear top overall prospect. It was more a group of 6 or 7 guys who all have their pluses and minuses, and it was just going to come down to each team's individual preference. Willits was definitely part of that group. I just think what raised my eyebrows a little bit was, generally speaking, most teams felt the best prep shortstop in the class was Ethan Holliday by a smidge. That said, Eli Willits is still a very, very talented player, and the Nationals got a good one.
So what's interesting about this, Kyle, is over there they've told us, Mike DiBartolo said as much, that he thought this was the best hitter, the best fielder in the draft, the top guy on their board. Are you buying that, or do you think that there were other things in play, like the Scott Boris element, like going under slot maybe to go set up a full class, or do you think they truly believe this was the top of their board guy and they took the best player that they deemed it as Eli Willits?
The traits that were cited about Eli Willits, you absolutely can see a scenario where a team might feel that way about him. First and foremost, this is a very, very, very gifted defensive shortstop. His actions, his range, his instincts. You have to remember, he's only 17 years old. He reclassified from the 2026 draft. So this is a very young kid who's just super advanced and super polished shortstop already. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big argument that he was the best defensive shortstop in the class. And then in terms of best pure hitter, he does have excellent contact rates. There's some other hitters who maybe hit for more impact and have more power. But if you just look at, you know, the ability to consistently find the barrel and shoot line drives all over the field, yeah, I mean, there's definitely an argument to be made that Willits is that guy. So, again, it just comes down to personal preference, and an athletic young shortstop who makes consistent contact, that's a good player and someone that, again, was in the group of top six or seven players. There just wasn't a clear number one.
Kyle, what's your reaction to this? So if it was a baseball conversation purely and on its merits, yeah, reasonable minds, I think, can agree or disagree. That's the nature of scouting. That's the deal. Yeah. The only thing that we would say circumstantial, or that I would say, I don't want to speak for anybody else, is you look at the context of what's gone on with the organization over the last several years in terms of spending, mm-hmm, and guys that have left, et cetera. And then we've heard that, and then there were some reports out there, they weren't even in touch with the Boris clients up there at the top of the board in Holiday and Kate Anderson. It just becomes tough to for you know, a skeptic or someone cynical to kind of believe, oh yeah, this was totally a baseball conversation. Your thoughts?
No draft pick by any team is purely a baseball pick. Money comes into it, especially with the slotting system, different relationships with different agents. So that's true of every single team. I will say that I think it's not uncommon for teams with the first overall pick in a draft that does not have a clear number one to dangle a certain underslot number and see who takes it. That's what happened with the Pirates in 2021 with Henry Davis. That's what happened with the Twins in 2017 with Royce Lewis, the Phillies in 2016 with Mickey Moniak. So there's no question that I will be very curious to see what the final signing bonus number is. I will say it's not like they went and picked a guy who wasn't considered one of the top six or seven players in the draft. They did pick from that group. And again, personal preference. And yeah, look, money's always going to play a role for every team. So I'll be very curious to see what the final signing bonus number is once it becomes public.
Kyle, outstanding with us, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you. There he goes. Kyle Glazer, good information. Appreciate you guys hanging with us through that. And it was the Beltway Blitz. We'll cut it short here and get back to the topic of the moment, topic of the day. Terry McLaurin, 800-636-1067 is the answer. Or the answer, I'm sure. It's also the phone number. It's the answer to the question. What's the phone number?
We will answer.
We'll answer that question. What's the phone number to call us? 800-636-1067. So we've had a couple different convos here kind of throughout. Keep more from the conversation. Take your calls as we react, Tobes. I wonder now, what's the panic level? 1 to 100. 100 is matter of minutes before the asteroid hits. 1 is I'm not even turning my head. You know what I mean? I wonder where the fan base is after Terry McLaurin spoke directly, really through the media, to them.
It's got to be much higher than it was before today. And I think for me, we've been saying that training camp was kind of the first notion, like, okay, now's the time that you can start getting really worried. But when you have this happen a week out from training camp, I think the concern level was already growing. I think this just grew it. If we're going, what were you saying, 1 to 100?
1 to 100.
I think going into today, I was probably at like a 15. I think after today, 50? Like, I don't think I'm fully there. But like, if you, you know, you have the glass case and the red button with the panic button in there, I think I've opened the glass case now.
You've opened it up.
I haven't hit it. I haven't even thought about hitting it, really. But I've opened the case in case of emergency. And if we're getting to training camp, then you're getting a lot closer. I've said that my cutoff date where I hit 100 all alarm bells is when they go to that joint practice now in Foxborough,
yep,
against the Patriots, which is, I think, is August 6th. But yeah, I mean, you're getting pretty close.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Been very patient. Reggie, where are you at on this?
You know what, man? Let me tell you. And you know, as a fan, I'm disappointed in Terry because, and the reason I say it is because I don't think he needed to air this out. I get it. It's not going the way that he wanted to, but all the freaking turmoil this dude has gone through in 6 years, this is the time that you want to come out and not spread, but this is the time you want to come out now and just kind of express your frustration when you've been frustrated before last year. So I think honestly, like, and he has no leverage. He's got 1 year left on his contract. And, you know, T. Higgins, like wide receivers, you know, they go through this where, you know, probably going to get a franchise tag for maybe one more year. And then, you know, maybe the organization kind of see where they are. But I just don't agree with him doing this method when everything has been quiet. I get it. They didn't reach out to you, haven't had any significant progress or talks. But for him to take this tactic where almost you're saying, I'm going to negotiate in the media when you've been through years of dysfunction and we've never heard a peep. Now, all of a sudden, we want to hear this side of you. I just rubbed me the wrong way. I get it. you know. But again, man, this really, really, I don't know how everybody else feels, but I just rubbed me the wrong way. We can't keep looking at Terry thinking about the past. We have to look at it and realistically, because he was throwing a couple of key words out, the market, you know, he was throwing out key words like, man, he wants to be in that $33, $34 million per year. And I'm just not sure, does that from a business sense make sense to pay a wide receiver? And he's trying to justify 30 is not old. Look at me. I didn't play these 2 years. You know what I mean? Which I understand it. I get it. But I think that stuff, again, if he's the, you know, class personified, which I'm not going to, you know, fully just, you know, kill his character. I just didn't like him doing this.
Reggie, it's a great call, man. Appreciate you making it. 800-636-1067. I don't know how many folks think along those lines. I will tell you, that's what I thought of today. And it's not to impugn Terry's character. This doesn't change my view of him. But that's what I was thinking. I'm going, and we're going to talk about this at 5 o'clock. I'm going, I don't think I like this.
Yeah.
Because what if, this is what I always say, what if the team did that? I saw that. Bruce Allen got pissed off. He flew to Michigan to try to woo Kirk Cousins back and say, I'll fix it. Bruce is on it. And came back with his tail between his legs because Kirk's an adult and his agent, you know, knew exactly what to tell him and how to tell him. And Bruce was an adult who didn't understand how the salary cap worked or franchise tags works or the leverage that Cousins had. So he was pissed off. He called J.P. Finley and a couple affiliates into his office and started telling you how much of a selfish jerk Kirk Cousins was. Right? That would be the reverse of this. Imagine if Adam Peters, in all his handsome glory with his great haircut and his little, hey girl, chin strap and his beard, mm-hmm. kind of, that's exactly right.
Nicely manicured.
Very manicured. So everyone was like, we think the player's being a little bit greedy. We're not talking to him because there's nothing really to talk about. He's been intractable. He hasn't come close to realistic demands. We could just do this, this, and this. These are the tools in the CBA. These are the tools at our disposal. And his agent won't return our calls because we're not meeting his ludicrous demands. He doesn't have that much leverage here, to be honest with you folks. His best leverage is he's a good guy that you guys like.
Yeah.
We're the football team. You're going to like us long after he's gone. What if they did that? Can you imagine? It's not a two-way street here. So I'm glad you said that, Reggie. We're going to bring that up later. I'm not saying that's gospel, but it's what I thought of today as well.
I was very interested and intrigued by what he was going to say today, and I was a little bit miffed by him coming out and basically just airing it out. Now, he didn't say anything that can't be retracted. He never...
The contract gets done, money changes hands, you're right.
He never said anything that was personal, never attacked anybody, but still it was a little bit odd because you kind of figured that he'd continue playing the way that Terry's always played, where it's a whole lot of just very, very professional. Not that this is unprofessional, but it's different than his usual way of handling things.
800-636-1067. Your reactions, more than welcome. You've been on hold for a while. Appreciate that. Also sort of talking panic level. We'll get into other angles with this Terry McLaurin situation. We've got some clips for you in case you're just getting in your car. But Terry McLaurin spoke today directly to the media and really to you, letting you know where his mind is at, where the negotiations are, and it ain't going great. Plenty more to discuss on that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Don't be alarmed. Just switch on over to the clearer signals where the big boys play. 106.7 The Fan FM. Toby in for GP. And just kind of leave it here. Just have to stay right here. It's pretty easy.
Why are you going anywhere?
Just stay right here. Just 106.7 The Fan. That's what we're doing. Breaking down Terry McLaurin's comments to the media and really to you. Kind of shot across the bow here. State of the Union. Things like, it's not progressing. I haven't heard from them in a month. It's not good right now. Not at the point of no return, but it's not great. I mean, you can hear the sentiments, Tobe.
Yeah.
Your big takeaway for folks just tuning in is?
That all of this is extremely real. I think some of us have kind of dismissed, and we saw this in a poll. You guys had discussed this, I think, maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, yep. That everybody was just kind of assuming that this is getting done before camp. And I think a lot of people were still under that assumption. And then you hear today that he's going to talk. He ends up talking, and it was something... Oh, he really sounds hurt. He really sounds frustrated. He really sounds disappointed where things are. So this is a very real negotiation, and I think we're getting to a point now where just 1 week from veterans reporting for training camp where I think we have to accept that this maybe doesn't get done before training camp starts. Not to say that it's not going to get done, but I think this opened up some doors that maybe we hadn't expected to be opened.
Taking your reactions, wondering what your concern level is. 1 to 100 now that Terry has spoken. Let's go to Jacob in Austin 316, Texas. Jacob, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good, pal.
All right, so I saw the conference with Terry McLaurin, and my concern is if nothing gets done by next week with training camp starting, and I don't want to panic and say like nothing gets done before week one against New York. If nothing does get done with Terry's contract, what does that say about our chances about not only contending for a playoff spot, but possibly a Super Bowl?
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, it gets worse. You're better with him on the field. I mean, again, that's, I suppose, is his leverage. But, again, that only goes so far because you don't, like, if you're in Terry's camp, you know. You don't get any of the things you want unless you play football, right? You, even if you show up as late as possible, you're not going to be yourself. You know what you need to be a good pro. You know what you need to be the Terry McLaurin that eventually gets paid, even if it's not here.
This is what worries me, and I pray this isn't the case. So I hope it's something that in a week Terry signed, and we're sitting here like, remember when Toby said that stupid thing on the radio? This is what I'm hoping it is not. This better not be a thing of, we're not willing to pay Terry because we're going to pay Debo. Please don't be that. Please don't be, you know what, we're going to sign Debo, and that's going to be our number one guy. That's why we're kind of playing hardball with Terry. Please don't be that.
Okay.
Because I just don't believe that Debo is that kind of guy. Now, you know, there's familiarity. This is the last year of Debo's deal as well. So something has to be done, whether it's Terry or Debo, because you don't want to go into next season following this year with no true wide receiver, whether it's a number one or not. Like, you know, we don't know what Luke McCaffrey's going to be. We don't know what Jalen Lane's going to be. Please don't be that, though. Just please don't.
Let's go to, I'm going to make a note of that, because that's Interesting. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, pal.
So unless you're going to bring in someone better, you need to pay him. If you're in win now mode, before you have to pay Jaden Daniels, you need to pay him, point blank. Because once you pay Daniels, even though the cap will continue to go up, all that cap room starts to dry up.
Yep.
And Danny, we've talked before. I'm the one that brought up Henry Ellett. You seem to want to play hardball from a team standpoint, but there's something called intrinsic value that you can't replace. So you have Danny Roulier down there in the cubicle, and he gets his work done, lickety split. But there's always a but. His work has 25% of the time, his work has to be sent back because there are errors. But you have Toby two cubicles down. He gets his work done under deadline, but 100% of the time, Toby's work is 100% correct.
It's a very realistic scenario, by the way. That's actually how it would play out if we were in office.
So you have to have certain value on things that you can't replace.
No, I get you, buddy, and I understand that. It's hard for me to espouse my position here at Tobes, because I'm basically like, I'm of two minds. I love Terry McLaurin. I just want this to be over. I find it exhausting, to be honest with you. But I get where everybody's coming from. I guess my point is, I can take my fan hat off for a second and go, the CBA, the current state of the NFL, ipso facto the team, have a tremendous amount of leverage here.
100%.
And I would try to be, again, kind and nice. I wouldn't go a month without talking to somebody, by the way. I wouldn't do that to start with, and this, not me being critical. They know more than I do, talking about Peters and company.
Even if it's something simple like calling me like, hey, have you come down off your number? Nope. Have you raised your number? Nope. See ya.
But just, you know, can we do anything for you? Right. Hope all's well. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they know more than I do. They've gone to school on this, and they've figured it out. But I guess my point is, because they've got leverage and the advantage, in my view, I would use that. And it sounds like that's anti-Terry, and it's not. I think it's anti-player in the sense that this is how the CBA is. If you'd like it changed, by all means, get your union rep on it. I mean, that's kind of my takeaway, just the way that things are. There's a lot less value in holding out. And I think we've kind of learned that over the years.
I just think it's interesting because you've heard some people say that he's not worth the money, but you also hear some people come out, maybe it's even some of the same people saying they're in a win now window, so they need to go sign guys. They need to go do things.
Yeah, and
is it not worth going out to spend a couple extra million on Terry in that case?
Carlton, Upper Marlboro, been real patient. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Emotions and tangibles aside, I think the team is sitting pretty. I think the problem for Terry isn't the team. It's the fact that the best player on the team is the quarterback. And we know quarterbacks can erase a lot of mistakes and a lot of weaknesses on a team. He made players like De'Ami Brown and Crowder productive and useful. He made Ertz and Noah Brown weapons. You had Eckler coming out of the backfield, and he can run. So looking at all that, nothing against Terry. Again, we're just looking at unemotionally. If I can get someone with the team I have and just go out and get someone who can take it over the top, I don't need, on a bad team, you may need a great player like Terry. On a very good team, with a quarterback being your best player, you may be able to get away with not having a great player as a wide receiver with Debo. So that's the way I look at it.
I appreciate you, dude. I smell what you're cooking there. I don't know that they're there yet.
No.
Eventually, you have to make those calls. See the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Eventually, you have to do that where you go, we're paying Mahomes $500 million. We're not going to be able to afford to have a defense and pay Tyreek Hill. So you let him go a year too early. I get that. They're not in that window yet. But I think down the line, those are the decisions they're going to make, Topes.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the teams that have been in the Super Bowl the last couple of years. Eagles have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They're getting it done with a quarterback. And I get that the quarterback for them isn't their best player, but still. Patrick Mahomes, even though we talk about Tyreek Hill, they still have Travis Kelce. Like, he's one of the best, if not the best, receiving tight end of all time. You know, you look through teams that have gotten there, they need a guy. They need a guy. Now, not to say that he has to be a top five guy, but they need a dude. And maybe you look at Debo as that guy, and you say that you look at McLaurin as expendable. I just wouldn't agree in that sense.
Let's go to John in D.C. John, what's up, man? What's your reaction?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, John?
Hey, so from my perspective, I feel like it's all much ado about nothing. Barry still has 1 year left on his deal. He had threatened to hold out. And as you said that, Danny, all the leverage would be against him doing that. I also feel like there's a degree of paralysis by an analysis, especially amongst the fan base. Like, I totally disagree with some of the callers you had previously who said, oh, he should only make like around 25 million, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter what any of us think he should make. He's going to make whatever the market will
bear. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And if we go back to the not too distant past and look at Kirk and that franchise tag fiasco, if they franchise Terry next year, he'd likely make around 30.5. If they franchise him again in 2027, he'd likely make around 36.6. And if they ridiculously franchised him in 2028 for a third time,
yeah,
he'd make about 39.8. So if you did this, so in total, it's about 120 mil over three years, which is 40 mil per year.
And that's where it works out. I mean, so again, I've seen different numbers. Joe Corey told me that I was way off. I mean, I was going by overthecap.com as to what the future franchise tag would be, 28. Say it's 29, say it's 30. The point is, you're kind of in that ballpark where this is the opposite of the Kirk negotiation in the sense that the team could use that to their advantage if, and we don't know this, but if the player is asking for more than that, they could go, well, again, we could have you for 2 years at an average value of, saying between 30 and 34, whatever the number is, called 31 and a half, 30 and a half. We could do that for 2 years and then not owe you anything and be done. And that's pretty appealing to us. If you want 4 years, if you want 33 per. Again, we're just sort of making this up based on context clues. We don't know the specifics, and I think that's important to remember as well. Bill, Upper Marlboro, your reaction. What's your concern level now, 1 to 100?
So my concern is really no concern, but the thing that I look at is I think Terry's personality with the team is why we're in this situation. The other thing I think is the thing with Debo Samuels might have a lot to do with it. But my overall view is the quarterback is coming up on his sophomore year, and I will argue the point with anybody that every team the Commanders play, the defensive coordinators pay attention to one person, and that was Terry McCaul with Terry. And when you take Terry off that field, right, it puts the opposition defense in a very, very different perspective of how to handle that offense. And I think it allows the quarterback to do a lot of things with Terry on the field and causes Terry maybe not to get all the receptions and all the yardage, but the thing that he allows the rest of the team on the offense to do is just unreal. And that's just my opinion. I think the deal will get done, but Terry is very important to the quarterback coming up on his sophomore year. That's my take. Y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy. And 100% agree. That's what we're all on this page here, Tobes, that they're better with him.
100%.
That's their, you know, as we're evoking Cousins a lot here. Cousins used to call Garcon and then other guys that he played with the third down war daddy. That's the dude. If it's fourth and four and I don't feel comfortable doing some sort of read option or running play, I'm throwing the ball. It's him one and Ertz two. That's where I'm going. I need a contested in traffic catch. Battle against somebody. Make it a hands fight. Get your catch point and go win that thing. That's the guy I'm throwing to. That's the guy I'm going to use. You saw that with some of the goal line success that they had. Finally, some red zone success. More than doubled his previous two best years combined in terms of touchdowns. Outstanding. That was the deal there. They're better with Terry McLaurin. That's obvious and glaring. But again, at what cost from the team's perspective? It's interesting that it's gotten here. This is, again, fairly typical of Peters and company, but the point is we're not necessarily talking about the typical player here in Terry McLaurin.
Correct.
Based on what he's meant here. 800-636-1067. Going to morph the conversation a little bit and get into concern level. Before, where were you? Now that Terry hath spoken to the public, where's your concern level now, 1 to 100? We'll tackle that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
To a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, the front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, honored and respected.
I was Terry McLaurin today to the media, but really to you. Shots across the team's bow. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan and the Team 980. Do not be alarmed. Come on over to the FM dial. A, you're going to hear what I just said sooner. There's none of that weird AM delay, which just takes longer because it's slow. We're not going to hear that fuzz. It's just this crystal clear FM action.
Very nice.
Yeah, Tobes in for GP. The topic of the moment at 800-636-1067 is your concern level. Using a big old scale here, thinking about 1 to 100, Tobes. Where were you before? Where are you now that Terry McLaurin addressed his grievances?
Yeah, I said 15 before because I didn't want to get too crazy before training camp. But it was kind of growing. You know, it's gradually gone up as we've gotten closer, now a week away from veterans reporting for the Commanders training camp. It shot up. It shot up today to about a 50. About a 50 of 100. That glass where you've got the glass over the red panic button, it's been opened. I haven't reached to touch the panic button yet. I haven't, but the glass is open because a week from now we get training camp and we're getting pretty close to having to smash that thing.
So I was at a 2 out of 100 before, meaning someone was talking about it, I kind of glanced, then I would go back to watching quarterback on Netflix or something, right? This is just the sport. This is the run of things. I've seen too many of these negotiations. I've seen too many intractable statements. I've seen too many, I'll never give in. I can't stand them. I'm disrespected. And then the contract's there and everybody's fine.
And
they play it. Yeah.
Miles Garrett.
Right. See what Trey Hendricks said. I feel betrayed. I feel lied to. What's that? You have an offer? I'll be right there.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Right. I kind of can't get too worked up. It's a bigger number now, but not that much. Here's my reasoning. Not to rain on the parade here about what's happening, but what other options are there? This is one of the final levers that McLaurin and his camp can pull. Let them see you. Let them see. There's no reason to call a press conference in an Eastern Motors commercial where your job's your credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're there to film an Eastern Motors commercial with the jingle, let people know that your job is your credit. At Eastern Motors, you see, Tobes, your job is your credit. And he's letting people know that, and he will be in the commercial. I'll look forward to that. I'll watch it. But the point of the dude's story is you do this because this is the last bit of pressure you're putting. You can't put any more pressure on the team. This is the time to rally the public. And 85% of my mentions at Funny Danny, I'd say 80-some percent of the calls here at 800-636-1067 are what? They got to pay him. You got to pay Terry.
Pay the man.
Pay Terry. You don't think that's on purpose? You don't think that's purposeful? You don't think there's a plan behind that?
100% is.
And there is. And I know you guys aren't stupid, and I'm not saying anything revolutionary, but that's how that strikes me, is when my 7-year-old, and this is very different, he's not a pro football player, but when my 7-year-old won't brush his teeth, you know, there are only so many levers he can pull. He's eventually going to get his teeth brushed. It's got to happen. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reporting date. There's a use-by date. There's a time. We're not doing anything else until you brush your teeth. You're going to have to brush your teeth. You could storm around. You could throw a tantrum. You could do whatever the hell you want to do. Eventually, toothpaste is on the toothbrush. You got to brush them because you don't get what you want until you do it. Right? That's the end game here. That is the part two of the Marvel duology. What's that? A duology? What is that? Two-part film. You know what I'm talking about? A trilogy is three. What's two?
Sequel. Or no, not
the. Yeah, because it's the two-part film. It's a duology? What is that? Is that a word?
Pair? I don't know.
Pair?
No, I have no idea.
Because it's Infinity War and Endgame. Everyone knows what I'm trying to say. That's your Endgame? So the Infinity War is happening right now. I don't know.
The official word is duology.
Look at me.
Just looked it up.
Look at
that.
Wow.
Look at Danny.
Don't doubt yourself. I'm going to have a press conference in my Eastern Motors commercial where I tell everybody what I do every day. What? Don't do that? You're saying don't do that? Okay, fine. I won't do that. Nah, I mean.
A little late for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little late. I mean, it's a ding. Don't do that. I don't know. But so I'm not concerned. I'm now probably at a 10 or 11, knowing that this might go sideways because they may be far enough apart where the team's just going, it doesn't make practical sense for us. But I don't know, man. I still see this as kind of the normal course of events. We didn't do this last time, so this feels out of character. There's a few things where I'm kind of going, makes my eyes roll a little bit. For a guy that is a success story, and he is a success story, third rounder that we initially thought, not just you and me, but we all initially thought was a special teams guy at first that might grow into something when he was the fourth option at Ohio State, turned into a star. He's great. But when you start talking about, you know, I've got to take care of my family, that's hard for me to hear. And I don't know, a lot. It used to be worse for a lot of fans, when you hear a guy that's made $70 million or more in his career tell you he's got to take care of his family, you're going to earn more this year than everybody listening to this radio show within a small decimal percentage point will ever earn in their lifetimes.
Yes, yes.
Again, I know you're trying to make a point, but as the young people say, you can miss me with that. That's
correct.
I kind of am looking past that for a second. Tell them you got to take care of your family. They're taken care of. If you walk away today, everyone should be just
fine.
Be
all right.
Your future kids will be fine too. You've made plenty. You're going to make plenty more. That's coming your way no matter what. So when you start doing the thing where I'm disrespected, I've done everything I want, and you know the best arguments that he has is they haven't talked to him in a month. I get that. That's a great way to win people onto your side. But it's just hard for me knowing that they offered you a tremendous amount of money. It may not be what the market says. When you start going into the levels of disrespect, and you might go into the various wrongs that they're perpetrating against you, when you're probably not that far apart. It's a year or not, or it's the way something's structured or not.
Sure.
Right? At the end of the day, again, I still think this happens, so my concern level isn't as high, maybe some others. So I'll say 12 when it was a 2. It's more than it was before, but I'm not anywhere near, I'd say, super concerned just yet. Let's go to Vincent in D.C. Where are you at on the Terry situation?
Initially, my concern was probably a 10 out of 100. It is now shot up. It's probably at about a 60 out of 100. But I think that part of the issue that the team has is that they are climbing out of a bad situation historically. And so not only are they negotiating against Terry, but they have the fan base that they have to continue to convince that the team is on an upward trajectory. And you have other players who want to come here if after 4 good years, you're now being told, hey, but what are you going to do moving forward? Well, normally you base that on what you did in the past. Mm-hmm. And had he had 3, you know, so-so years and a pretty good year, then they'd be saying, well, it's not like you had 4,000-yard seasons. And so I think that if they don't do something to say, hey, we're willing to reward those guys who came and laid the foundation for the new rebranded Skins or Commanders, then I think they're going to have a hard time attracting the kind of talent that will that they're going to need to sustain whatever run they're going to have.
Vincent, I think it's a smart point. And we talked about this earlier, Tobes, as it pertains to the Nationals.
Yes.
If you're a young – so we talked about this in years past. When they came up in that clubhouse, the young guys that became veterans, they saw the way Jason Worth behaved, for better or worse. So a lot of guys were standoffish to the media. A lot of guys, you know, kind of big-leagued everybody and everything, and you know, maybe weren't as well-rounded as they could have been. And they were allowed to get away with that. And that's, by the way, that's not a crime. It's just sort of simply saying. Well, now when you come up here, you go, well, they're not paying anybody. They don't seem to care. Why would I stay? Why would I even entertain the idea if they came to you with a half-hearted extension of getting into a negotiation with them when I know it's going to be deferred money, when I know that no matter how well I do here, I'm not for them because of who my agent is? I'm just counting on the days. That's the reality. I'm not advocating for that. I want my stars to stay, but I just don't see it the way things are right now. I don't think this front office is at that level, but you do this a couple of times and maybe are. And that was the old way, is when you were here, we didn't value as much, but oh, that free agent that hasn't been here yet. Ooh, that's exciting. See Champ Bailey, right? He watched free agents get paid and couldn't believe they didn't want to pony up the dough for a guy that was all pro caliber. Result in a trade. 800-636-1067. Level of concern 1 to 100 before and after Terry has spoken. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.